caused these plumes of toxic gas to be released into the air. So the information at this point is that it was not a crash. It was a leak from the containers.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
A watchdog group is suing the NRA. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A gun safety group is suing over alleged campaign spending violations by the NRA. The nonprofit Giffords Law Center filing a lawsuit against the Federal Election Commission, saying it hasn't acted on its multiple complaints about the National Rifle Association. The group claiming the NRA made illegal contributions to President Trump and six other Republican candidates. And it accuses the NRA of using a network of shell corporations to, in the words of the lawsuit, unlawfully coordinate expenditures with those Republican campaigns. The FEC has declined to comment on the pending litigation, and there's been no comment from the NRA. President Trump's to speak at the NRA's annual convention tomorrow.
About two-thirds of U.S. adults blame drug companies a great deal for the opioid epidemic. The poll from the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs finds that 63% of the public blame pharmaceutical companies a great deal for the crisis. Meanwhile, 35% of people polled also say they or someone close to them have been addicted to prescription painkillers or heroin. And finally, Florida investigators are challenging efforts by New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft to block the release of a video where he is allegedly seen paying for sex. A hearing on Kraft's request to suppress the video is scheduled for Friday in West Palm Beach, Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
say, we'll be right back. Then do those three things.
Okay.
And then when you come back, those are very quick.
Let me just say that.
Yeah.
So we're doing it.
First thing.
Commercial number 20.
Yes.
Then we're going to read the weather.
Yes.
Then we're going to do commercial. The next commercial, right?
Uh-huh.
Which is number 50. So when the commercial's over, do people normally say who they are again before they read the weather?
You can. Or you just be like, we're back. So the reason why somebody switched the mic. Try not to let your guests take out their mic. So, are you comfortable sitting there? Do you want to sit here? Okay. I would recommend you sit here. Oh, God. Exhibit A. Exhibit A. Sorry. So sorry.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Massachusetts state judge and court officer are facing federal charges for helping an illegal alien escape arrest by immigration authorities. Judge Shelley Joseph and court officer Wesley McGregor were indicted today in Boston on obstruction of justice and face other federal charges. They're accused of allowing a twice-deported defendant to escape out the back door of a courthouse in Newton, Massachusetts, in April of 2018. In Fort Worth, Texas, presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders doubles down on comments that raised some eyebrows from folks earlier this week.
You know, the other day I was roundly criticized for saying something that I think is common sense. And I think that every American citizen, because of their citizenship, should have the right to vote, even if they're in jail.
The Dow lost 134 points to close at 26,463. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer. State laws apply.
Iran wants to make a deal with the Trump administration, and USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a question they are pondering.
Iran's top diplomat has offered the U.S. government a prisoner swap. Mohammad Javad Zarif told the Asia Society that Iran has yet to receive a response from the Trump administration.
All these people that are in prison, inside the United States, on extradition requests from the United States, we believe their charges are phony. The United States believe the charges against these people in Iran are phony. Why? Let's not discuss that. Let's have an exchange.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy